Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Hindman, Kentucky has a population of around 777 and covers 3.4 square miles of land. Founded in 1884 to be the county seat of a newly formed Knott County and named after Kentucky's then Lieutenant Governor James Hindman, Hindman's economy has been dependent upon the coal industry throughout much of its history. In fact, according to research conducted by the University of Kentucky with support from the Appalachian Regional Commission in 2001, Knott County got 75.7% of its total employment from the coal industry, more than any other county in the region. Positioned to be the most affected by the loss of coal jobs in recent years, the streets of Hindman have clearly reflected this loss. However, Hindman leaders, artists and craftspeople, entrepreneurs, and many other hardworking folks of all walks of life are thinking outside of the box to expound upon the unique set of resources shining within this town, buried deep in the Kentucky hills. Resources they believe will make tourism and an artisan-based economy part of the answer for their future.
I'm Doug Nazelrode. I'm the master artist in residence here at the Bolin Wood Studio. We'll be the Hindman School of Luthery one of these days, but we're teaching luthery here, which is stringed instrument building. Well, we've already built the infrastructure here. We have the Kentucky School of Craft, the Appalachian Artisan Center, and the Hindman Settlement School, which is actually a destination that hasn't been assigned its job yet. I mean, it's all here. You're talking about the difference between us and our neighboring communities. The difference is, you know, Hindman has the School of Craft with a million-dollar wood shop, which is now being used from time to time. It has been sitting, waiting to be purposed for the thing that's going to build the community. Well, the issue is, you know, when you build the infrastructure, you really have to have a program on the ground so you can start using it.
As is Nazelrode, others active in promoting the assets of Knott County are looking for the right blend of what's already available, infrastructure, and how to present it to the public.
My name is Chris Amberge. I'm Parks and Rec Director with Knott County Fiscal Court and also with tourism. With coal severance money just about being gone, done away with, you know, tourism is, I think, the future for Eastern Kentucky. And, you know, we're trying to promote that with our two trail rides here each year. That's our big events, of course. And also, it kind of ties in with the sportsplex with the youth. We have basketball, baseball, golf, something for everyone. You know, I'm a Knott County resident, been here my whole life, born and raised here. And I truly think that we have the best workforce in the United States of America. The problem is no one's ever took a chance of giving us the opportunity, whether it be with a factory, a hotel, or a chain restaurant, that type of deal. And I think so it would take one break, someone come in here and give us the opportunity, then I think it would really grow. New 80 is a great, great road, but it's not a 75 or a 40, I-40 interstate. You know, and speaking with a lot of these people trying to get infrastructure in here, where one of these big interstates does not go right through our town, then they want to stay away from us. But hopefully one day, if one company would just give us an opportunity, then it would be a snowball effect.
Jessica Evans, Assistant Director of the Appalachian Artisan Center in Hindman, whose goal is to create an artisan-based economy in eastern Kentucky, believes the areas on which her organization is focused enriches small towns like Hindman, not only through diversifying economic opportunity, but creating a landscape for growth and exploration within the community itself.
I believe that the Artisan Center is helping to make Hindman a livable community. In an economically depressed region like Eastern Kentucky, a place like this that is thriving offers a lot of hope. It offers an outlet for people with entertainment and also to further their own experiences and gain knowledge and skills in the craft arts. As long as there are creative people in this region, they will always need an outlet for that creativity. we're very well established at this point, and we're getting better every day. We have a wealth of resources available to us that we are putting to work through programs, apprenticeships, exhibits. People are taking note of that, and their continued participation is helping this artisan center thrive.
Sean Starwitz is one of the first artists to occupy the newly renovated Cody Studios of the Appalachian Artisan Center in Hindman. Having been a resident of Eastern Kentucky only since August 2015, his perspective of the Artisan Center and overall Hindman effort is fresh and informed by related experiences outside of the region. Starwitz creates art around the idea of community histories and the engagement with public space, making his thoughts on the function of a studio for artists in a rural location unique.
Pretty good being in here. I like it a lot. I've been in here 8 hours a day for the last, since Monday. So, except for the weekends, obviously. So I'm kind of a Monday through Friday guy. Kind of 9-to-5-er studio artist. Actually, the most fundamental part is having a group of individuals to kind of learn and grow artistically with. I think that's what's really great about the Artisan Center here. Once the ball gets rolling, it kind of, it's just only going to kind of inspire more people and get more people excited. And I think it's, what's really nice too, it's a regional kind of focus, and I think that's what's really key for art centers, especially in such a remote place like Appalachia. So like having somebody like Robert from Hazard and myself from Whitesburg and Lacey and all these kind of different people kind of having a communal kind of gathering space then ripples out in a lot of different ways. That's always going to be something that's quantified later, though. So that's not like necessarily an immediate return.
Starwitz was involved in another similar project to the Artisan Center's Cody Studios, which had a lasting impact on the community in which it was placed.
So I was involved in a project that actually rehabbed a 20,000 square foot building into artist studios. And it's a very similar model where it's affordable studio spaces. They're kind of collaborative spaces. So you're seeing and engaging in ways of watching other people's work develop. So for me, you know, when we started that project in like 2011, we had no idea the impact it would have on the community. And now it's a thriving art center and there's 25 artist studios that are fully rented. When we would have open studio events, you know, 1,500 people would come out. So for me, I think what's really exciting about this and the potential that it offers is, one, there's a potential for national and kind of regional artists to kind of come here and rent studio spaces possibly for the summer and engage in artists that way. That's kind of what I would like to see long-term kind of come out of this. But for me as a resident, it's just really nice to have a space to make a mess in, but also a community to be a part of. Kind of have more of a physical presence in a community. Moving here was kind of a different adjustment, so now this, I think, showcases a different kind of commitment to the community, and so that's really important for me personally.
While Evans, Nasal Road, Starwitz, and others involved with the Appalachian Artisan Center feel they're making best use of their resources, other Hindman residents, like Chris Amberge with County Tourism, find themselves being limited by the lack thereof. A popular stretch of land for viewing the largest elk herd east of the Mississippi River, Elkview Drive, which doubles as the location for the widely attended Knott County Trail Ride, is not owned by the county, but is leased from the mining company that had previously conducted surface mining and reclaimed the land, Miller Brothers Mining Company. Coupled with issues of funding, this makes it difficult for the county to fully utilize this resource for the benefit of Hindman and all of Knott County.
You know, where Fiscal Court is in the, you know, I guess they've done the paperwork and had the money allotted to buy all that property. But with a change in government in Frankfort, we don't know if the money will stay where we were told it would. So we're hoping that it does stay the same. That way our fiscal court will control all the property instead of leasing it like we do right now. You know, our hands are pretty tied, you know, due to coal severance again being about gone. You know, our fiscal court just has very few workforce and everybody's pretty stretched at the time. You know, a lot of comfort of the elk. You can go up there on an average day and, you know, see people from all over the state of Kentucky. There are a lot of people that come up that have never seen elk. Most of this goes on in the fall. The leaves are changing. It's a beautiful scene for one. Then two, the elk are bugling in, you know, late August, early September, and it draws a good crowd from locals and all throughout Kentucky for sure. And it's a great thing.
As answers for Heineman are explored and sought after, the vision is clear: a thriving and happy community. Luthier Master Doug Nasal Road explains.
My overall vision for this place hinges on, I'd like to see Heineman become a folk school town along the lines of Pinland or John C. Campbell down in North Carolina, where people come to learn a craft, learn Appalachia a little bit, and stay for, you know, a week or two or several months. And as a cultural tourism destination, you know, that kind of changes the landscape a little bit when people are not talking about coming in and buying an item or two from the gallery, which of course we want them to do, but we want them to come and stay and learn us and you know, help us to build an industry based on that.
For WMMT, this is Kelly Haywood.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.